It's Monday, August 2nd, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Dozens of Chinese fishing vessels bearing crosses in China's Zhejiang province were banned from leaving the port. The communists forcibly removed their crosses before allowing the fishermen to return to work, reports International Christian Concern. According to China Aid, in Shaoxian Island, more than 50% of the people believe in Jesus Christ. The Christian fishermen decorate their vessels with Christian symbols, such as the cross and the word Emmanuel, to give them a sense of peace, hope, and protection. On July 28th, the Kushan Township government threatened the fishermen that, quote, "If the cross on the vessel is not removed, we will not give you authorization, not allow you to pump gas, and not allow you to depart," end quote. When the Christian fishermen asked for the legal basis for such action, the task force did not provide any justification, yet they forcibly boarded the vessels to remove the crosses and paint over the word Emmanuel. While the Christians were targeted, vessels with religious symbols from other faiths were left untouched. Since the fishermen had nowhere to turn, they shared their anger online. They accused the communists of being unreasonable, since these vessels are personal property. Of the 130 Christian fishing vessels in the Shaoxian Island, more than 90 had their crosses removed. This story sounds eerily like Acts 4. When the Sanhedrin saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. "What are we going to do with these men?" they asked. "But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in this name." Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. A British journalist is calling for jail time for anyone refusing to take the COVID vaccine jab. Dan Hodges, a Daily Mail writer, is accusing anyone who has not received the COVID-19 vaccine of murder, tweeting that, quote, "The anti-vaxxers have had their fun. They're now engaged in open incitement to murder. It's time for arrests, prosecutions, and serious jail time," end quote. Nick Searcy, insurrectional film and TV star, had the perfect response. He asked, quote, "How about some armbands and gold stars so you can know who needs to be arrested? Also, do you guys have enough cattle cars to put them in and camps to hold them all? You better get to work," end quote. Appearing on the Fox News program Special Report with Brett Baer, Centers for Disease Control Director Rochelle Walensky talked about possible federal vaccine mandates, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
Are you for mandating a vaccine on a federal level?
That's something that I think the administration is looking into. It's something that I think we're looking to see approval of from the vaccine. Overall, I think in general, I am all for more vaccination. I have nothing further to say on that except that we're looking into those policies. And quite honestly, as people are doing that locally, those are individual local decisions as well.
Gavin Hubbard, a 43-year-old male weightlifter from New Zealand who pretends to be a woman, is slated to become the first openly transgendered person to compete in the Olympics tonight, which signals the end of women's sports in this venue. Hubbard is likely to unfairly take home the silver medal behind China's Li Wenwen. A petition calling on the Olympic Committee to put an end to transgender athletes competing in women's divisions has been quietly shelved as, quote, hate speech, end quote, ahead of his debut to compete in women's weightlifting at the Tokyo Games, reports the Daily Mail. More than 30,000 people had signed the petition, which argued Hubbard's inclusion in the division puts his female competitors at a significant disadvantage. The transgender anomaly calls himself, quote, Laurel, end quote. And finally, an Ohio dad found a sweet way to ensure that his kids with special needs had employment opportunities, reports NBC affiliate WLWT. Joel Wagner, father to 10 biological children with his wife Frida, said that he decided to buy an ice cream truck in April after realizing that it may be a challenge for his two adult kids, Josh, age 18, and Mary Kate, age 21, to receive a job offer because they both have Down syndrome.
It started out as an idea to sell ice cream. Now it's so much bigger than that. Mary Kate just finished up at Pathways, and she's always, when people have asked her, yeah, what do you want to do? It's always, I want to work with Papa. Then when we started talking about this ice cream business, it was just a natural to bring her in and also bring Josh in.
Joel ended up buying the ice cream truck from another special needs family in Indiana before his wife came up with the name Special Neat Treats in reference to their employees with special needs. Then the family hit the road in their Loveland community, and the response has been nothing but positive. Their son, Josh, explained why the ice cream truck is a big hit.
Because they love ice cream. Then they always scream for ice cream. We ask them for ice cream.
Joel has been touched by the community response.
Almost every time I go out, I find a family with special needs. It's just been an unbelievable journey.
We appreciate you so much.
So far, Joel said their business has exceeded expectations, with the truck having sold close to 5,000 desserts. They've since started selling in the greater Cincinnati area and have plans to expand the fleet of trucks next summer. While working alongside his children, Joel has been teaching them financial and social skills like managing money and interacting with customers. Josh shared some tips that his dad suggested as he interacts with the ice cream customers.
Make them smile, and he's told me about waving at them.
As they continue to run the business together, Joel hopes Special Neat Treats will help raise awareness about the hiring potential of people with varying abilities.
No matter what your abilities are, there's something that you can do and you can spread joy.
Psalm 103 verse 13 says, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, August 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.